Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online Today's Health News and Informational Services. In this week's news, we'll be talking about running and cooling strategies, and finally a story from the Centers for Medicare Services about chiropractic services. For Health Beat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to Health Beat Podcast number 563, recorded September 9th, 2016. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. An investigation published in the Journal of Sports Science compared the effects of external pre-cooling and mid-exercise cooling methods on running, time trial performance, and associated physiological responses. 9 trained male athletes, runners, completed familiarization in 3 randomized 5-kilometer running time trials on a non-motorized treadmill in the heat. The trials included pre-cooling by cold water immersion, CWI, mid-exercise cooling by intermittent facial water spray, and a control of non-cooling. Temperature, cardiorespiratory, muscular activation, and perceptual responses were measured, as well as blood concentrations of lactate and prolactin. Performance time was significantly faster with cold water immersion and spray compared to control of no cooling. Both cooling strategies significantly reduced forehead temperatures and thermal sensation and increased muscle activation. Only pre-cooling significantly lowered rectal temperature, both pre-exercise and throughout exercise, and reduced sweat rate. Both cooling strategies improve performance by a similar magnitude and are ergogenic for athletes. The observed physiological changes suggest some involvement of central and psychophysiological mechanisms of performance improvement. Surf to our show notes for links. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the CMS, recently issued the following posting on their website related to chiropractic services and error rates. Quote, the CERT program's review of claims for chiropractic services has consistently yielded high improper payment rates. The majority of chiropractic services claims were the result of insufficient documentation, such as documentation submitted did not adequately describe the service defined by the bill procedure code or modifier. Second, treatment plan was not submitted. Or third, signature on notes was illegible. The article goes on to discuss documentation requirements. For example, for the initial chiropractic visit, the documentation must include the following information. First, the patient history. Second, description of present illness and evaluation of musculoskeletal or nervous system through physical exam. Third, diagnosis, such as primary diagnosis, must be subluxation. Fourth, treatment plan. And finally, date of initial treatment. Surf to our show notes for links to this article, which further discusses documentation for the physical exam, subsequent visit, etc., along with a webcast discussing improving documentation of chiropractic services. As always, discuss further issues with the CMS or your local or state chiropractic association.
As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's Health Beat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Sam Walton. Capital is not scarce. Vision is. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Igloe.